This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Joining us this morning, we've got Dr. Jonathan Leach for our daily COVID update. Yo. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. How are we tracking with our vaccination rates?
Yeah, going well. I think in Queensland here, we're pretty likely to reach that 80% target a bit early. The latest sort of predictions I've seen, maybe around the 13th of December, could be even earlier than that, 10th maybe. So we may see that second stage of border opening happening a few days or even up to a week earlier than we expected on the 17th.
It's obviously moving faster than what we predicted, mate. I mean, because we were looking, a couple of months ago, we were looking at like, oh, we're not going to be ready, not going to be 80% vaccinated until January or February. They're flying.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. And even in the last week, the number of people getting vaccinated per 100 in Queensland is sort of going up rather than the rest of the states is kind of level or going down. So we kind of, I think we've all stepped up in this last week. And it's pleasing to see that there's a few areas that we're kind of lagging a bit that are starting to catch up. I think one of them, at Cherbourg, has sort of jumped 15% of the population of the eligible population in 1 week, kind of increased. So, it's pleasing to see that some areas that were behind are catching up as well.
What is our overall Queensland vaccination rate at the moment?
So we're at 83%, I believe, for first dose. And then 72 or something for second dose. So, really, really not far away now to that 80% mark.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's not much to talk about anymore.
Yeah, no.
You get to go on a holiday after next week too.
Yeah. I would say, I think it'd be good for families to start to think about when COVID comes in and you might... We've been immune to it in Queensland, but, you might come across a case. It might be someone else that you know that you provide help for or something. So start to have a think about what that might look like for you and your family and how you're going to kind of look after the people that you've got and isolate people and get all the supplies you need, some of that stuff.
All right. That does not mean go panic boy to buy toilet paper. That's not what he's saying at all. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the chat this morning and we'll speak to you next Tuesday.
Thanks,
see you next Tuesday, mate.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.